When I was 3 years old, something happened that would dramatically change the rest of my life. My parents decided to get a divorce. Now, I was only three, so I don't have any recollection of this. In fact, the only memories I have of my parents is them not being together. Now, my dad still lived close by. I live with my mom, but I would see him, you know, every other weekend, or, you know, once a week he would pick me up and we'd go to McDonald's, and that was great. It was always based on his schedule because he was a police officer. But when I was 9 years old, things took another turn. So my dad had since remarried, and he was now moving with his wife to her hometown, which was 3.5 hours away from me. So what this meant was I was now going from seeing my dad a few times a month to only twice a year. And for a young boy, it was really, really hard. The dad that I needed was now far away. Deeper than that, we never really had that, you know, father and son, let me teach you about life relationship. That just wasn't our reality. I don't really remember getting a lot of life advice for him or really him teaching me anything. He did teach me about the Beatles, however, because that was his favorite band. So that was pretty awesome. Now, although we didn't have the relationship I wish we had, my dad did do something. He always told me that he loved me. Whether I was visiting him those couple times a year or over the phone, he always, always told me that he loved me. And to be real with you, when I would hear those words, the anger I had towards him, the disappointment and the sadness, it would all melt away. Now, my dad died in 2012. He battled with cancer 3 different times before it eventually took his life. But back in 2007 is when we first realized that he had lung cancer. So my dad was an avid smoker. He'd been smoking since he was 13 years old. He was now in his late 70s. And he was complaining about having some pain when he swallowed. So he went and had some tests done, and sure enough, we found out what the issue was. So he had to go to Ottawa to the treatment center there, and over about 6 weeks, he did chemo and radiation treatments and did a few more tests, and then we were told that the cancer was gone. And it was. But about 2 to 3 years later, we discovered that the cancer had returned. But it was more aggressive now. It wasn't in his lungs, it was actually on his vocal cords. So this could be surgically removed, but this surgery was going to have a huge cost. And that cost was my dad was no longer going to have his voice. This was one of the hardest things I had to adapt to. I had a father, but I couldn't hear him anymore. Not being able to hear my dad was so heartbreaking. My oldest son knew his grandpa, but he actually never heard his voice. He never knew what his grandfather sounded like. I would have done anything to hear my dad's voice again. I just wanted to communicate with him verbally rather than with, you know, pad and paper. But I need to be honest. Not hearing my father's voice, it really affected me. Not being able to hear him tell me that he loved me, it actually caused me to disconnect myself from him. I didn't visit him as much anymore. I didn't call him as much anymore. It was just too hard. I just had a really hard time dealing with it. The disconnection actually put a huge strain on our relationship, but that was on me. I chose that. I chose to disconnect. I chose to allow this reality to put a separation between me and my dad. As followers of Christ, we have an endless supply of communication with our Heavenly Father. He is for us, He is with us, and He's always ready to respond. Why then is it so difficult for us to pray? Why is it so easy for us to not spend time talking to Him? We're in the second week of our series on spiritual disciplines called The Other 167. These are spiritual habits that we believe will help shape our church. You see, church was never meant to just be 1 hour on a Sunday. In fact, it's the other 167 hours and what we do with those that can change your life and someone else's. And today we're talking about the spiritual discipline of prayer. And this is communication with God. Prayer is spending time talking and hearing from God, who's our Father. Prayer can be one of the most challenging areas of spiritual discipline, but on the flip side of that, prayer is the most central because it brings us close to God. It opens up intimate communication to the Father. Paul, a New Testament writer, he said this, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Our communication with God should be something that never stops. F.B. Meyer, who was a pastor and author from England, he wrote this in one of his books. He said, the great tragedy of life is not unanswered prayer, but unoffered prayer. Prayer at times is an untapped resource. Now, growing up, I loved this one particular movie, and that is The Goonies. Now, I remember seeing this in the theater when I was 9 years old. If you're not familiar with it, The Goonies is about a group of friends that go on a quest to find a secret treasure. You see, the town that they're living in was sold to a developer, and that developer is going to rip it down unless the town can come up with a certain amount of money. So these kids go on this quest, and sure enough, they find One-Eyed Willie's hidden treasure, his abandoned pirate ship. And when they go inside, there are tables overflowing with gold coins, with diamonds, with jewels. I apologize for the spoiler alert. But here's the thing. Prayer is an unending treasure. It's a heaping supply of communication with God, our Heavenly Father. But for some of us, we leave that treasure seldom untouched or even undiscovered. And we live in less than what we're meant for. Prayer is one of the greatest ways we can hear from God. It's one of the primary ways God uses to transform our lives. Now, for some of you, maybe you're thinking, hey, I don't really have much of a prayer life because I just really don't know how to pray. For others, maybe a prayer life doesn't exist because you just don't understand prayer and really the power that it has. Here's the thing I want you to know. Real prayer is actually something we learn. Don't be discouraged. God actually wants to meet you where you are and just help you take those steps one at a time. To understand that prayer is a learning process, it actually helps us to not quickly dismiss it as false or unreal. In the book of Luke, in the New Testament of the Bible, the disciples asked Jesus this. They say, Lord, teach us to pray. Now, these guys had prayed their whole lives, but there was something about Jesus and when he prayed. The quality and quantity of Jesus' prayers actually taught the disciples that they really didn't know that much about prayer themselves. One thing we say around here at Hope City Church is that following Jesus is the best decision anyone could ever make. The word follow is actually an action word. It's a verb. To follow means to imitate. Now, if prayer is such an important discipline, what can we learn about prayer through Jesus and how he prayed? Let's take a look and see what it says in the book of Mark. It says, before daybreak the next morning, Jesus got up and went out to an isolated place to pray. Jesus took time to pray. He took time to listen to the voice of his Father. Now, you would think that the Son of God wouldn't be so dependent on something like prayer. But no one has ever lived that has been connected to the Father as much as Jesus was. Yet we see his example, and this is just one of many times that Jesus separated himself and went to be alone to spend time with his Father to hear his voice, to be connected to his Father, to be in his Father's presence. See, prayer postures us to hear God's voice. And when we listen to the voice of the Father, it actually attunes our heart to his. See, when my dad would tell me that he loved me, it changed my heart. In fact, it just made me want to be with him. If it was over a phone call, I just wanted to see him. I just wanted to hold him. I wanted to be in his presence. See, prayer is exactly that. When we take time to listen to our Heavenly Father, we are inviting him to draw us closer to him. We are closing the disconnect that we have allowed to distance ourselves from spending time with him. What I want us to do right now is I want us to actually take a moment and just be quiet. I want to encourage you to take a minute, and we're just going to listen to our Heavenly Father. I want to encourage you just to be silent and just allow him to speak to you. Allow him to tell you that he loves you, to speak life and encouragement into your heart. Let's do that together. And then after that, Pastor Kevin will be coming up to bring the conclusion of today's talk.
I hope and pray that you were able to connect with God in a real way in these moments. But if you didn't, that's okay. Do not be discouraged. You're definitely not alone. As you can imagine, in preparation for a message on prayer, I tried to spend a lot of extra time in prayer these last couple of weeks. I didn't want to just speak my own thoughts. I wanted you to hear what God would want you to hear. And so I prayed even more than usual. But most of that time, it's just silence. It seemed like my prayers were going nowhere, and it felt like I didn't even connect with God or hear his voice. To be honest with you, it felt pointless. So don't be discouraged. We're in this together. See, most of us go through times where it seems like our prayers are just hitting the ceiling. See, there are a lot of things I still don't understand about prayer, and I maybe never will. But I see that Jesus taught about prayer and that it's important, and he modeled that prayer is important. So I'm going to follow that lead and commit to growing in this discipline of prayer. Even when I don't hear him or don't sense him, I'm going to trust that through prayer, God's transforming power is at work. So even when it doesn't seem like it, even when it takes longer than we think it should, prayer postures us to hear the Father's voice, just like Matt was talking about. He referenced Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Before daybreak the next morning, Jesus got up and went out to an isolated place to pray. Time with the Father allows us to understand his heart and allows him to transform us. Another thing we see in this passage is that prayer also positions us for a life of purpose. The next couple verses go like this. Later, Simon and the others went out to find him. When they found him, they said, "Everyone is looking for you." But Jesus replied, "We must go to the other towns as well, and I will preach to them too. That is why I came." So he traveled throughout the region of Galilee, preaching in the synagogues and casting out demons. Notice the sense of urgency, this clarity that Jesus had. We must go. And that is why I came. See, Jesus saw that time with the Father brought about a clarity in his life. It's almost like this calling that he already knew about was reaffirmed and clarified in this early morning conversation with the Father. Some of you tuned in today, you need to hear that. You lack the clarity you seek because you need to spend time with the Father. You've received a sense of where you're supposed to head, but the whirlwind of life and bills and work and friends and coronavirus, it's taken your eyes off of those pursuits. You need to hear his voice. See, time spent in prayer has a way of reminding you of your purpose. There's clarity for your calling. And then verse 39 speaks of this power for purpose that comes from time with the Father. Jesus traveled throughout the region of Galilee, preaching in the synagogues and casting out demons. Like, how cool is that? Out of the quietness, out of the stillness, there's this boldness, these miracles, and this power. Out of time with Father, Jesus took hold of the power for his purpose. He saw things around him as they really were. Jesus knew that if he wanted to accomplish his purpose on earth, he needed a power from heaven. I don't know about you, but I would love to have a greater sense of purpose in my life. I'm not totally sure what that all would look like, but I'd love to step into more of that power and authority at work in my life. I need more boldness and even miracles. That might sound a little too out there for some of us, but see, God's power is the same today as it's always been. And time with the Father gives us insights as to how God wants to display that power. That's why Jesus knew to ask for the impossible. He knew the Father's heart for the world around him. I don't know about you, but our prayers don't usually look like that, do they? We don't mean to, but all too often we pray prayers that we can answer ourselves. Lord, help me to have a good day. Yeah, got it. Keep my family safe. Yeah, that's actually a good prayer. There's nothing wrong with it. But to tell you the truth, it's kind of a little bit lame if that's the extent of our prayers. Often we don't even need God to answer them. But how about spending enough time with God that you understand his character so much that you see your calling with greater clarity and you're equipped with power to accomplish your purpose? You might even be reminded that there's nothing that's impossible for those who believe. And because God is all-powerful, we can ask for things beyond our imagination. Prayers that might even be embarrassing to say out loud. God's not intimidated. In fact, the opposite is true. He loves it when his children get a glimpse of that power and step out with faith-filled, bold requests. And yeah, God is all powerful, but he's also all loving. So that there's nothing that's absolutely too small to bring before him. So do it. Bring it before him. Spend that time in prayer. Posture yourself to hear the Father's voice. Find that clarity for your calling. Find your purpose, that power, the boldness, the authority that you were meant to live in, to see the world around you as it really is. There's this basketball documentary that seems to be popular these days. It's probably a bit of people clamoring for live sports again, mixed with the greatness of Michael Jordan, makes it pretty much an easy sell. But can you imagine with me for a second, if in that 97-98 season, the Bulls would have tried to win their sixth championship without Michael? Like, let's leave him on the bench and see how we do. How do you think that would have gone over? Let me tell you, it wouldn't have gone over very well. In fact, it's just ridiculous. You're not going to go about solidifying yourselves as the greatest team in NBA history without the greatest player to ever live. No one is that dumb. But the thing is, most of us try to live our lives that way. We go about looking for a measure of success and fulfillment with God relegated to the bench. We don't involve him much more than at mealtimes or bedtime or cliched empty prayers, and we miss out on so much of the life and fullness that he has for us. The God of the universe invites us to hear his voice and to partner with him. The Bible talks about us as co-laborers with God. This means that we are working with God to determine the outcome of events. Our prayers matter. Our prayers move the heart of God. Craig Rochelle says it like this. We have access to the creator and sustainer of the universe, the great I am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the all-powerful, ever-present, all-knowing God who can send fire from heaven, shut the mouths of hungry lions, or calm a raging storm. And all I ask him to do is keep me safe and have a good day? Like, what's with that? It's time to change the way we pray. It's time to abandon those safe, comfortable, predictable, easy-to-pray prayers. Because let's face it, if we truly want to accomplish our purpose on earth, we need power from heaven. My prayer is that our church would be a church of prayer, that we would posture ourselves to hear the voice of the Father, that we would take time listening to God, that we would position ourselves for a life of purpose, allowing him to clarify and reaffirm that calling that he has for us. That we'd allow him to fill us with the authority and the power for purpose to impact the world around us. And so as you dedicate your life to growing in these spiritual habits, these disciplines that will transform you, may you grow in your desire for this spiritual discipline of prayer. The next couple of weeks in the 167 devotional are going to challenge you to take this time to even embrace the silence, to push ourselves, to wait on God to hear his voice. Go for it. And see what happens. If you haven't yet started the devotional, it's not too late. You can start today. And maybe you're watching today, you're checking us out, and you've never taken that step to follow Jesus, to allow him to lead you into the purpose that you were created for. See, following Jesus is the best decision you can make. He was tortured and crucified to pay the price for my sin and for yours. But check this out, he rose from the dead, conquering sin and death. And in him, we find forgiveness, we find love, and we find purpose. So if that's you, if you'd like to take that step today, it starts with a simple prayer. You could put it in your own words, but it goes something like this. God, I need you. I accept that Jesus paid for my mistakes and wants me to live this new life. So today I choose to follow him. Thank you that you'll never leave me in it, and help me to live out this choice to live for you. So as we close today, let's pray. God, I thank you for every single person that prayed that prayer. I pray that you would, through the Holy Spirit, give them power and strength to live out this choice to follow you. And I pray for every single person watching today that needs to grow in this discipline of prayer. God, I pray that you would give them a clarity of that calling you have for their lives. And I pray that you would equip them with a sense of your power for the purpose that they are called to. Jesus, I thank you for the life and the hope and the forgiveness that we have in you. And I pray that your church would be able to live that out through spending time in prayer and through walking in obedience as you lead us. Amen.
If you prayed that prayer with Pastor Kevin where you just said, Jesus, I need you in my life. First off, let me say, way to go. Super proud of you. Around here, we believe that following Jesus is the best decision anyone can make. And I'm going to ask you to reach out to our host in the chat room. They're going to provide a link. You can click on that. It's going to give you a digital booklet that you can engage with, or text the word life to 555-888. That same digital booklet will come automatically to your device. And it'll also give you an opportunity to connect with one of our pastors on our staff. Two things I want to let you know of before you go today. Number one, this coming Wednesday, May 27th at 8 p.m. is our Engage Worship and Prayer Night. It's going to be live stream. I hope to see you there. Number two, in a moment, you're going to see some questions come up on the screen. I'm going to ask you to think through them, engage with them. If you're watching alone, reach out to a friend, text a friend, call a friend, join the chat that's available. And if you're watching with someone, have a conversation. Doing that really helps to solidify and take home everything you've just heard and experienced. Hope City, know this, you're consistently prayed for and you are loved. Thanks for tuning in. God bless.